The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago. Look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up?
Hey.
It is Crosstalk Unhinged.
Time. Welcome
coming
back.
Out with some fireworks. Wow.
We haven't done it unhinged in 3 weeks.
For 2 weeks. You guys decided not to do it?
Waddle was gone. It was just the two of us.
Well, it's been a goofy couple of weeks with vacations.
Because Tommy takes every Thursday and Friday off during the summer for 12 weeks.
You were in Italy for 2 weeks.
Right.
Fourth of July weekend was weird because Yurko was off before that and I was off the Monday.
Friday that he came back from South Carolina, they had they were at Real Time Sports.
He and Robbie.
Right. Yeah.
And Thayer. So it's just been, the schedule's been goofy.
It's been goofy.
Vacations, it's summer, it's vacation. The dog days. We haven't done a fucking unhinged in like 3 weeks.
It's been 3 weeks since
And Slapdick Tommy's not even here because he's marrying off one of his daughters.
Well, that makes sense.
Shame on him.
Show. That's what you miss for.
George's wedding is
big rehearsal dinner tonight. You know, it's
I bet it's going to be fucking fancy.
Yes.
Where is it? No, I can't out it, right? You don't want to say
it. Yeah,
okay, but I will tell you, though, that everyone's invited. Like, this is the new thing, I guess. I was listening on
the whole
Howard
wedding
Stern
goes too.
Yes, everyone who's invited to the wedding,
everybody who's traveled,
who's traveled,
like if they've traveled, say, hey, you're in town, come on over.
I get that.
Everyone who's invited to the wedding, invited. They're calling it a welcome party.
How big of a wedding?
I think it's like 270.
How many people?
70.
But most people won't. Won't be here.
Well, you know,
they're from
that's
town.
That's basically two weddings. This makes no sense.
They'll probably get 100 tonight. Right?
Yeah,
get 100 people.
We're still 50. I know it's like tonight, but it's at 8:30 tonight. Like, I'm off the air at 5:40 and it's downtown. So, like, that's, again, like another 3 hours I got to kill before the party starts.
I've never heard of this,
And then that's an all-night drinking fest tomorrow night. So I think I don't think I'm going
to. Furyk got married. Furyk invited us. We were coming the day before, and he said, you guys want to stop by? By the time we had gotten there, checked into the hotel, got there, they were finishing up the couple of the speeches that were being told that day. So we just sat outside, and we waited because we could hear them. We just sat outside. We didn't want to wait for everybody to finish. Then they're all saying kind of goodbye to each other. Then we walked in right at the end. Then we went out drinking and boozing. But he had about 85 people there.
But again, when people are coming from out of town, I understand that. I've never heard of a welcome party for people who live here.
I think it's the new trend.
My ass. I mean, who are you to make the rules? I will tell you something. When one of my kids gets married, there's no fucking welcome party.
No, there ain't gonna be no welcome party.
You're throwing two fucking weddings. I don't understand this. A welcome party. What's the point of everybody going tonight if the party's tomorrow?
Two envelopes, maybe. Two envelopes.
I was not. If I would attend, I was not going to give an additional gift for tonight.
This is absurd. This is a new thing. Absurd.
I heard Howard Stern talk about this too.
I've never heard of Howard.
Yes.
I've never heard.
No.
Of
yeah.
I've never.
Howard's
heard of
great.
Why did he change?
He didn't.
Well, he evolved.
What do you mean?
What do you mean he evolved?
What do you mean?
He's a different
dude made
now.
Him? What made him great? He's flipped 180 from that.
Now
he's a moron.
They spend an hour.
No, he's not. He's
a day talking about Ronnie taking dildos up his ass. Nothing's changed. I don't know. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't listen.
You don't listen.
It's changed.
You're an idiot. You don't listen.
You're an idiot, Carmen.
I mean, come on.
You're a dumbass.
You don't listen, though.
You're a dumbass.
You don't listen to him.
I do listen to him.
You don't.
That's the problem.
It's a different show, but it's if it was the same show for 35 years.
Why can he acknowledge the fact that it's a different show?
It is a different show.
But you can't acknowledge
it. But Yerk, if it was the same show for 35 years, it would get stale. As he's aged, he's evolved as a different guy.
He's become mature.
Again, they talk about fucking dildos and asses all day. Like,
but we're different, too.
I mean, whatever.
Are you the same guy today as you were 30 years ago?
What is...
No, you're not.
Like, what?
I've got an inability to think back then, and I've got an inability to think right now.
What is the point of having, like, two parties? That's what I don't understand.
Look, if you can,
well, you always have a rehearsal party.
Yes.
No, but that's for the party. I get it.
They've just expanded their rehearsal party.
That's, you know what my parents did? My parents threw the rehearsal dinner, and what they did was...
Invited all their friends.
Yes, because I told them, because we paid for our wedding, you get two tables. I'm not allowing you guys. I mean, we had the most I've ever fought with my parents was during wedding planning.
That's the worst.
Because they wanted to invite more people. They wanted to invite people that I've never met. And my rule was, I am not meeting people for the first time at my wedding. If I don't know you, you don't get an invite to our wedding. I think that's a fair rule. So they said, look, we'll have the rehearsal dinner, and then we get to invite all of the friends that we want to be a part of the celebration. So there were people at the rehearsal dinner.
Two weddings, too.
Yeah, well, you were there. You were there. Weren't you there? You were at the rehearsal dinner.
Yes.
At Harry Carey's.
Yes. But I'm saying, were the other people... Do you run the risk of offending the other people who are getting the invite the day before and not getting the invite to the wedding?
Well, it was what it was, you know? It was a lot of our work friends, my parents' work friends.
Why does it have to be so complicated?
No cards
for a rehearsal dinner.
No, you know, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, in theory, this is my only invitation, but there's no card coming. This is just a rehearsal dinner. This is the wedding.
And that's fine.
You're not bringing two gifts.
No, they were theoretically bringing one gift. They're only invited to the rehearsal dinner. Do they bring a gift? Absolutely not. It's rehearsal dinner.
I wouldn't have an expectation.
He already said he's not bringing two envelopes. He was invited to both.
I wouldn't. Well,
he's only bringing one, so it's obvious if you're invited to the wedding, but that's the one that requires a gift.
But I'm saying,
if you're only invited to rehearsal dinner, it's a free dinner.
Really? So, like, if you're going to both, of course you're only bringing one. You're bringing it for the wedding. But what if you were only invited to the rehearsal dinner? Would you bring a wedding gift?
That's absolutely free not. Free dinner.
When did you guys open your envelopes?
Next day.
Oh, God. I think a week later.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, because we went on a honeymoon right away. So
next day, and I'll tell you how important it was. It was important. We had the wedding list. It was important to put down the exact amount of money that was given.
Yes.
Because, you know, I...
Cross-checking.
I didn't need to see everybody that I knew that I invited to my wedding, but my parents had a list.
Yeah.
Her parents had a list. It was pretty good. I had 575 at my wedding.
That's ridiculous.
Everybody got invited.
That's a lot of envelopes to open.
Well, you'd be surprised.
A lot of thank you cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But either way, you put the number down next to the family and you keep that. Make a copy of it, and then, you know, the Croatian side, I gave to my mom and dad, so they knew. That way they know what to give as a gift back.
You cross-check, yes.
Did you write all the thank you cards, or did you do it together?
Brandy wrote them all? Yeah. Wow.
Allie did the same thing.
That's a lot of things. We split it up. It's too many thank yous. Yeah, you feel bad leaving it with one person, you know?
We only had 150.
Yeah, but still, that's a lot of thank yous.
Listen, some people have certain strengths, okay? That was one of her strengths.
You saying thank you is not one of them.
No, yeah. I'm not a guy that's going to fill out cards. Not a card guy. I don't believe in the Hallmark shit. I don't like it. I don't like getting a fucking card and saying, oh, just thinking about you, blah, blah, blah. Fuck you. I'll call you. And I'll fucking say, hey, how you fucking feeling, man?
Do you ever write a thank you, though? Like, have you ever written a thank you?
What about an email, a thank you email?
I don't think so.
I don't think you're
thank you text.
I don't think he's I don't
just
think,
a thank you phone call.
Like, I made a phone call today to a prospective partner. Had a person-to-person conversation. You know, that kind of thing. I sent a video.
But that's different.
That somebody, I know, I get it. But I go, once it's done, and if they become partners, then I'm going to go take them golfing. That's my thank you. Let's go do something.
Did you used to tell the kids when they'd get birthday or graduation stuff that you
go
should write
say
cards?
Thank you.
Go up and say thank you.
Go up and say thank you. All right. Right there in person.
So you're not a thank you card guy.
No. No. matter of fact, when I know I get a thank you card, I just went to a wedding this year. It's Nick Serrato and his beautiful bride. And they sent the thank you. It's in the garbage. I mean,
did you read it at least?
No.
That is true.
No. Read what? Well, they're all the same.
You're not saving a thank you card. I'm with you. After you read the thank you card,
throw it away.
It goes right into the garbage.
Yeah.
All the cards go to the garbage. There's no, you're not filing away cards.
I've gotten some very fancy invitations that I've saved.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've got them.
A wedding?
I just put them aside.
A wedding invitation?
And I went through my drawer, and there they were sitting there.
Really? Yeah. Who? Very I'm wondering fancy. Who?
My buddy Ray Anderson.
Oh, I bet that was a
very
nice
fancy
wedding.
One.
Because he's
and
got a lot of
Furyk,
money.
And when Furyk got married in 2001.
Oh, Jim Furyk's got a spot.
2002. So it was an intricate. I mean, it was like a seven-layer invitation.
Yeah, I bet it's nice.
And that's one you put back in the envelope, you put down, and you
Wait,
put it
really?
On the side.
That surprises
side.
Me. I've never heard of that.
I got my golf cards from
it's the It's going to be on Pawn Stars one
I
day.
I got my... Listen,
this is Jim Furyk's wedding.
That's not what you do. That's not what you do. I got a Jim Furyk golf bag that's autographed. Jim Furyk Masters hat that's autographed. If anything,
I think the
that might one day
is
be
more unique,
star.
Though.
Yeah, it
well,
is.
Well, sure, absolutely.
That's a specialty item.
I sat with Chris DeMarco at that wedding, too.
Really?
Him and his lovely wife, yeah.
See, that's I mean, that's nice. Like, there's only a couple of hundred of those.
Yeah.
But there's probably not too many Jim Furyk golf bags that are autographed.
Right. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you have what you have.
It's worth, you know, $75.
That's it. You don't auction off anything. You don't get rid of anything that doesn't have real value.
The only thing is the Reggie White jersey that he's
yeah.
got. That one.
And the two Favres.
And the two Favres.
And the two Favres that are game
But
worn.
The Reggie White one, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's a sweet one.
You know, we were texting earlier, Yerk. You have memories. 11 years ago from when we're recording this. 11 years ago today.
July 15th.
My bachelor party.
July 14th. Yeah.
July 14th. 11 years ago today.
Yeah.
You, Waddle, and Gene Greco got some stuff done.
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
We had some fun.
Banging
some
around Wrigleyville.
Beer bong action, right?
Yeah, we had a good time that night.
It was fun, man.
Glad I made it home that night. Boy,
it was a hot
dice.
Saturday.
Yeah.
And we were in the bleachers in Wrigley.
Very hot. It was
It was
a two-shirt day.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's remember Frieda? Two bachelor parties I celebrated in yours, and my buddy Ray had his bachelor party out in right field, too.
In right field.
It was before Wrigley was renovated. They had the party deck.
They had a party deck back
yes.
there, though,
right? Yes,
wasn't it like a Budweiser party deck?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So wait, that would have been what, like Theo's second year here? Is that right? 2014?
No, was it 2014? Yeah, it was 11.
2011,
it was,
I'm sorry. Or no, 12. I'm getting my... it's 11 years ago today?
Yes,
so that's
yes.
2012.
Was that his first year?
So he might not have been here yet.
I don't even think I knew him yet. Cutler, ironically, threw out the first pitch.
He did? I don't remember
And I was
that.
Texting him throughout, but then he never made it. But Mark Block, his agent and his manager, did come by, remember?
I remember Mark coming by.
And Mark came by, but Cuddy left.
Of course. I mean, come on. Does that surprise you? You think Cuddy's going to stick around for the bachelor party? Please.
Look, Cuddy's done some stuff. I've gone out with Cuddy.
Cuddy's done some stuff, but he's not coming to the bachelor party.
Well, it depends what kind of mood he's in. That's all it is. Sometimes you're in a different mood and you say,
right.
Let's get out there, you know? And sometimes you're like, I'm not, no way in hell I'm going to see that little weasel out there.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it could be. Just depends what kind of mood
it was
the
so hot, he goes, I'm not going to go.
And I still didn't know him that well at that point.
That was
2012.
Yeah, 12,
so, like,
there, like you said.
Like, we.
I don't think. Didn't Theo come that next offseason? Wasn't it like October or November?
I'm trying to think.
2012?
13 and 14, I thought, were the first 3 years of the rebuild.
So maybe 2011 he got hired? He might have just...
I thought the offseason of 11.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember the timeline. I can't
remember
how long ago
that was. Ricketts came by. Remember that?
I remember we got to go on the field.
We got to go in the field. It rained. We were supposed to be able to like play on the field, but it rained so that we got kiboshed and we got we got to play catch on the outfield grass.
Right.
And then we got to use the batting cages underneath the bleachers.
That's right.
Yurko, Gene Greco, and Waddle wanted none of that.
No
we,
part.
We went over to Zillow's.
Yeah, and you guys went to
the
stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you guys started drinking and
doing some beer bongs.
Doing beer bongs.
Yeah.
That's right.
And of course, they bring the one beer bong that looks like a penis, and then they fill it up. Now I got to convince a young lady to drink it out of that. And fortunately, there was one young lady that was more than a trooper.
Was it a bachelorette party?
No, she wasn't at a bachelorette. She's just sitting there with a couple of friends. She goes, I'll do it. I brought it over to her.
Who
I said,
brought the penis?
Zillow brought the penis out. You know, and his guys.
Didn't they we
bring,
have a bus, too?
Penis fucking, the big penis fucking...
yeah, penis bong. It was a penis bong. Oh,
she put that thing in her mouth like a veteran. It was unfucking believable. I mean, the way she worked that... It's not it wasn't her first time.
Do you still dream of...
It wasn't her first time. I can remember when she did it. She licked her lips, and then there it
all
went.
All right.
We went to the Pony then afterwards.
We did. I remember late night at the Pony.
Didn't Matt Hayes send a... Didn't he send a bus for us?
I think he did.
A school bus.
A school bus.
They sent a school bus
for us. I think Matt did. I think he sent a school bus. And we all went over. We packed a short bus. We packed up on a short bus, and we all went to the Pony.
It was, and it was when Ben Brust, too, was with us, who now works for the company. He was underage. I think he was like a freshman on the Wisconsin basketball team.
Real nice. We're he just was outing everybody at this point.
He's drinking heavily
Everybody's
at this point.
Being out
Jonathan
this point.
With him?
Jonathan was, because that's how I met Ben, through our buddy Jonathan Brust,
that's
his brother.
Right. That's correct. Who knew he'd go on to be one of Wisconsin's all-time great three-point shooters?
Yes.
Ben Brust.
And now a broadcaster in the company.
And now a teammate of ours. Oh, good times,
We're
boys.
So lucky to have him.
I tell you. Good times.
So lucky to have him.
I can't get over what Waddle's spending this weekend on two fucking weddings. The poor guy's basically throwing two weddings.
Well, then, and you know, his Angela just got engaged.
Yeah, but...
Well, what do you mean, yeah, but?
I don't know. I'll let Tommy speak. I don't want to speak for him.
What do you mean? Did she get engaged, didn't she?
No, she did, but, like... I don't want to get too personal. All right, we'll tackle it next week. Yeah, we'll tackle it. Now, should we set an over? You think he'll tell us what it costs? No, he won't tell us. We should set an over on
what he's spending this weekend.
That's not what you can do. And you never know. There may be an agreement between the father's side and Tommy. They might have said, "Hey, let's just split it down the middle."
It's a big wedding, $275. Yeah. That's a lot of people.
Especially now,
where it's fancy. I'm not going to say where it's at,
don't
but
say
where
it's
at.
It's fancy schmancy.
Yes, it is.
We could talk about it next week more with him.
Yes.
Poor, poor guy's going to be coming.
Are they
in
having
here?
The wedding out on the boat? You know, like the big cruiser out there?
No.
It's at Lake Michigan with
I'm at Gene Greco's table, by the way.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
The Gene Greco
table? The Gene Greco table. The Gene Greco table.
Jim Rose there too?
I think not.
I wouldn't think so.
I think not.
You're too much.
Stirring it up.
I mean, stirring it up. Is Jim and Cheryl going to be there? I mean, you're stirring it up.
I didn't say both. I said one.
All right. Okay.
I mean, he worked with him for 30 years, for heaven's sake. Oh, this Waddle's
wedding.
Yeah,
Waddle's wedding.
What am I doing?
No, all of a sudden, Mark's got a guest list.
Mark's got his guest list. This is not one of Mark's kids' weddings. Oh man.
Is Kaplan invited?
Cap was, but he's away. I think he RSVP'd. No.
Wow. Well, he doesn't miss weekends at the lake, even for Tommy's wedding.
Yeah,
Tommy's daughter's wedding.
Well, you know what that means then? There's quid pro quo. If Cappy's kids get married.
Oh, I thought you meant Cap needs to send
then
a gift.
Then there's no reason for attendance. You just say no weekend, so that's... and you send a gift.
But you still send a gift.
Yeah, candlesticks.
You have to.
Tiffany candlesticks. There's always a great gift.
You write a thank you card for those candlesticks?
Yeah, candlesticks.
Aren't you an envelope guy, though? You're an envelope guy.
Come on.
Yeah, you don't do...
cash check only guy.
Yes, that's me. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
Envelope.
Said cash. Do with what do you want. And now, I mean, over the years now, it's been getting higher and higher because the price of poker is higher and higher.
Mm-hmm. You know, what do you figure?
I couldn't. My buddy Ray took care of us in Malibu. He put us up. Went to Nobu for the rehearsal dinner. We had breakfast.
A lot of Nobu dinners for you.
Well, that's the one in Malibu that I went to.
Fucking big shooter over
there. He is.
And then the Sunday morning, we had a feast at the hotel. And what do you put in a card?
I don't know. What do you?
Took care of the hotel. Like, took care of everything. Even if I put $1,000 in the card, I haven't even covered his
nut
yet.
You're just, it's a wash.
I haven't even covered his nut.
What do you have to basically figure at this point for a wedding? I mean, the venue does matter, and like the town in which you live or where the wedding is, it does matter, obviously.
It depends on the friendship, too, right?
Like, can you get away with giving anything less than $150 a person? $200 a person?
Yeah, if you're going $200-$400 a couple.
You probably have to go $200 a person.
I think you're really at $400 a couple.
Oh, at least.
You're taking somebody with you. And that's been my last couple, no matter where the venue is.
I haven't been to a wedding in a while because I'm older now.
I went to three last year, two in September. I went to one already this year.
It's been a while. But it's, I guess you're right. It's got to be at least 200 a person, right? At this point?
At least.
If you could get away, depending where it's at, with 300.
Fucking crazy.
Man. Look, this is my partner for 16 years. This is his daughter.
Well, you need to give him a nice gift.
I know what you're going to give.
You need to give a nice gift. You better put 5 G's in that envelope, Kelly.
A couple candles.
5 G's.
A couple Yankee candles.
5 G's.
You better put 5 dimes
coming
in
back. I don't have 5 G's after Italy.
No, fuck no, you don't. No chance. All right, what are we hard for, boys?
We're already there, huh?
Well,
this guy can't wait to fucking end it, huh?
We got all right. What else you want to talk about?
Hey, what are we hard for?
We got some time.
What are you hard for?
We're getting ready to go do our show, but we got some time. What else do you want to talk about? What else is on your mind?
What's been going on with you guys?
How much banging went on in Italy?
Well, that's the time to bang.
That's my point.
When the kids
are gone.
Like, that is when.
I mean, did you do it like two times in the first 3 days and then she shut it down?
No.
What happened?
No.
It was nonstop productivity.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Are you snipped?
No.
Is she gutted?
I don't think, though, that I can.
Well, I'm asking. Whatever. Tubes tied, whatever.
I haven't
hysterectomy,
I haven't been
she's
tested.
She's still active? Is she still active?
Of course.
She's on birth control.
Okay, she's on birth control.
Yeah, but I don't know if I could even reproduce anymore after cancer. I'm not sure.
Oh, you don't know if they're firing on all cylinders.
I don't know.
Go get tested.
Well, I don't. She's on birth control. Why do I need to?
I guess you're right. It doesn't matter.
I guess that makes sense. But it was productive in that regard.
I was pleasantly surprised because...
Out on the beach? Were you guys doing it on the beach?
No, in the...
Out on the lanai?
In the bed.
Any weird places?
On the bus? You don't want to get thrown into an Italian jail.
I was happy just to get some action in bed.
On the Amalfi Coast somewhere?
No, we weren't in the Amalfi Coast.
Yeah, it wasn't there.
Up in Milan?
In Lake Como.
In Lake Como? You didn't...
We were in every stop, Rome... Florence,
did you guys
Lake
do it,
Como,
did you do
Milan,
it in the Vatican?
Every place. We didn't go to the Vatican this time.
Okay.
We went last time to the Vatican.
Blasphemous. Stop it.
We went to both Duomos. We went to the Duomo
Did you show her the Leaning Tower of Sylvie?
We went to the... It doesn't lean. I'm very... No curvature.
No Peyronie's
no
disease.
Curvature at all. Good very video. Straight.
Very,
yeah.
Very straight. Very straight.
Very straight.
Put a slide rule to it? What do you got?
I'm very happy with that. Like you can
it
make
worked
fun.
For you. That was money
you
well
make
invested.
Fun of my hands. I'm
good.
I think I'm.
The point is, it's money
I'm
well
very
invested.
I'm happy downstairs.
Well, good for you.
Yeah,
good. That's wonderful.
Look, I'm not going to say
you got
like,
no lesions or anything like that.
No,
right?
I think like
you're well kept.
You know how Costanza was a hand model?
Yeah,
I think I can model.
Stop.
Yeah,
you think you'd be a penis
I'm not
model?
Talking about length or girth.
But just that,
I think it's
aesthetically pleasing to the eye.
Aesthetically pleasing.
I don't know that any of them are aesthetically pleasing to the eye. I don't know.
It's not the female form. The female form
right.
is beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think any of them are aesthetically
The male
pleasing.
Form is full of
but when
nuances.
When there's no stress with kids, when there's no hurry about like getting to bed.
She double dip?
And we're all no double dipping
no
anymore.
Double dipping?
There's
never
no
twice,
double dipping.
Never second run?
Dude, I'm asleep. Then I'm asleep. Like as soon as like
dipping.
I'm like
I mean what are we
I got I got you. I got you.
You
anything?
Can't still double dip. Can
anything?
You? I mean,
who?
Maybe like ever like
no, no.
You
oh, no.
were in a new relationship.
You ain't got to worry about the good kid. The good kid could double dip whenever.
Like within an hour?
Well, physically, I
within
could
a couple
dip.
Hours. Probably
do you want to double
go to
dip?
Sleep, get up.
Okay,
just go
right.
at it right again.
All right, that
yeah.
I can still
oh, yeah.
see.
Yeah,
but as far as like after drinking
and eating all night,
not 15 minutes later. No, if I wake up during the night, you know, like we went at
Barney.
It say at midnight. And I wake up at 3 a.m. and little Johnny's ready to rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Brace yourself. It's coming.
Oh, yeah, that I can.
Brace
and
yourself.
She's okay with that?
Of course she is.
Of course, yeah.
You can wake her up.
Of course she is.
Do you
wake her up. She doesn't have a choice.
If I were to nudge Allie at 3 in the morning,
come on.
She would punch me.
I mean, really. Well, he's not married.
No, but see.
Kick right out of
but
the
you got to, you listen.
She would look at me
you
and
know what
say.
Your set parameters are, right? You know what your parameters are. In your theorem, your sessions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know that once it's done, you guys never go again. Ours, it's kind of, if you want to do it again, let's just do it again.
Does
you know,
it,
if she wakes up and she jumps my bones, good for her.
Does it?
If I wake up, jump her bones, and good for me.
Do you remember, like, in your 20s, like an hour later, you'd have a whole nother full load.
Ready to rock and roll.
Now it just, like, dribbles out if you're going to do a second time.
That is so good.
The dribbler.
I don't know why I thought that was so good.
The dribbler.
You get a little, an hour later, it'd be just like a little dribbler. That's it. Oh, man. I don't know, dude. In your 20s, you'd be like, all of a sudden,
it's
blowing out of you again, you know?
My son's texting me. He's playing golf.
Yeah?
He birdied the first hole. He goes, just hold out for eagle on the second hole. Course record is upon us.
Jake or Nico?
Jake.
Boy, it's only downhill from here. Birdie, eagle? My life is happening. What are you playing?
It's my kid telling me.
From 130.
Hold out for
that's awesome that he and that's awesome that he thinks about you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a sweet thing.
We're golfers. Me and my boy.
He's having the round of his life.
Yeah.
And who does he think of?
Thinks of the old man.
They're playing Aberdeen. They're playing because I'm the guy that got him into golf.
I love it.
He's playing Aberdeen.
I get nice text messages. My daughter's got a phone now, and I get text messages.
And what does she say?
She's sweet and she's nice. And my son, you think you ever text anything nice?
Oh no.
It's all nonsense. But
he's not supposed to have those thoughts.
I know, and it's just funny.
He's not sitting around going, Dad, you know, I was just thinking about you, and you're so special. I just want to thank you for everything you do for me.
Like,
that's not the way guys think.
Right. One word at a time, just the obnoxious, annoying nonsense, you know. And she texts nice stuff.
That's great.
I love you.
Good for you. That's what she's supposed
to
do.
The best dad.
Good for you.
You know what Bronco did last night or yesterday afternoon?
Bucking Bronco? What
you know, Bronco's like
Bronco's
Jake and
Nico. The little one, right? Bronco's
yes, but one. He's the big one. Yeah. But he's
no,
much
he's
bigger.
The younger one. Is what
and
I'm
he's the wild one.
Right.
He took a kid's hat off the bus. They're on the bus. Yeah. He took it off his head and he threw it out the window. So
that's
now it
costs you some money.
It's like a $35 or $40
right,
Cubs fitted hat.
Oh no.
Fucking kid.
What the kid?
Because he's a Sox fan.
Did the kid piss him off?
I don't know. Fan? No, I just think Braxy like just fucks around. Mm. Like, there's no, he doesn't, he, and he.
And he wasn't even being malicious.
And he knows, he walks, like, he knows when I walk into, he comes to me right away. And, like, I'm always, like, thrilled to see them. I'm like, hey. And he comes up, Daddy.
I fucked up, Daddy.
Yeah, he comes and he says.
I fucked up, him.
I got in trouble, not at camp, but on the bus. I accidentally threw a kid's hat out the window.
Don't accidentally throw a kid's hat out.
Yeah. And that's where Allie says,
how do you accidentally throw a kid's hat out of the bus?
It was an accident. It wasn't an accident. He took it off his head, and he threw it out the window.
That's so funny.
So,
well, now you got a $30 hat that you got to return.
At least, yeah.
Well,
they're expensive.
$40. Then you got to make him do something. You got to make him weed I'm sorry. You got to make him weed. You got to make him weed the what's
weed.
Yeah,
he's
weed.
He's 7 years old.
Who cares? He can't bend over and pick a weed out of the dirt. He's got to weed the whole thing.
I don't even know.
$40 worth of crap. He's got to know his actions have consequences.
Got to go weed the yard.
No, not the yard.
Dude, take a video of fucking Brad.
You know where the bushes are at.
I'm going to send out a video
tonight.
Got to
weed that area.
Awesome.
I'm going
to put some gloves on him and say, I want you to weed everything.
Have the kid weed.
Dad, what are weeds?
Fucking awesome.
Dad, what are weeds?
I love it.
That's great.
Weeds are things that look like they don't belong. Next thing you know, he's pulling out your Japanese maple.
We do have a Japanese maple.
Oh, it's red, Dad. It's red.
You got
it. And this thing's growing, too.
Yeah. You got to have it.
It's a big boy now.
Listen, it's upon you to go ahead and prune that tree.
I know.
So it doesn't have twin leads going up. It's got one lead, one header going up.
Really?
You're the guy that had no cross branches and get all the
where
dead stuff
out
of there.
I think we're fucked then.
Where do you learn this? Where do you know
sweet
this?
Sweet Vidoc. Vidoc had fig trees, man.
He knows everything.
What you the gotta, fuck? You gotta I've go got to prune
tomato
my...
plants. Tomato plants. You got to take like the bottom row off
you're
on your tomato
me I gotta
plants.
Prune
Because
my...
they ain't going to give you anything. They just take away energy from the rest of your plant.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Learn this.
He's a worldly man.
I'm 55, man. You never learned how to prune a tree?
No.
Crossing, if they're crossing, it's no good. It's not healthy for a tree. Branches that
so
are crossing. Go in and you slice one of them off. I got one of these big doohickeys, like a lock breaker.
Yeah, I have one.
Just get up there and just boom, you slice them off.
I didn't start the fire.
I didn't start it, but I start it. I start a fire and burn all the crap that's got
to
come
do
down.
You're not supposed to do that, though, are you?
Who says? Who the hell says I can't? Who? What, the mayor? The mayor said I can't do something?
They don't
want
you burning that stuff.
Blow it out your ass. We got them starting fires.
What are you hard for? Brought to you by Blue Chew, by the way.
Starting fires all over Canada. Look, 27 fires started at the same time. It's a miracle.
I was joking with Waddle the other day. I asked him, I go, did you like it when, because I was gone during this, I go, did you like it when the air was full of smoke?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, it did was it brutal, feel like a Sylvie. Giant cigarette?
It was Sylvie, different.
It was different. Yeah. It was.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was
like different. Two of the days, it was really noticeable.
Yeah, one was our golf outing.
One was the golf outing. Was it? It was crazy. Yeah. Hmm. I mean, like, our eyes hurt by the end
did
of the
that,
day.
Yeah,
yeah, and Waddle wasn't here for that either. Waddle wasn't here for the golf outing.
No. He was in South Carolina.
Yeah,
South Carolina.
You guys were all gone.
So it was really
bad. It was
bad.
The worst
the day of the golf outing, it was
the hazard really days. You guys were gone. You didn't even experience it.
It was wild. Yeah, it was. It didn't look like New York with that orange, but I mean, it was just as bad and unhealthy. And we were outside in it all day.
Yeah, all
we
day.
We were talking at the end of the day, our group were like, all of our eyes were burning. I mean, it was awful. And you're looking up into it to try to find the golf ball all day, and it was brutal.
It was a haze.
And then, like, 2 days later, it was really bad again. Remember? That Thursday. Anyway.
Yeah. What are you hard for?
I am hard for...
I'm hard for Wimbledon.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, because Djokovic
and cream.
Novak Djokovic is going to be this weekend.
This
Sunday
weekend?
Morning.
Djokovic.
Sunday morning will be the men's finals. Saturday morning will be the women's finals.
Okay.
Strawberries and cream, everybody.
Strawberries and cream.
That's what you got to have. But Djokovic sets the record if he wins.
I'm hard.
This one. He's in the semifinals. So if he wins Sunday morning, he gets to the finals. He wins. He sets the record
for
most
major titles.
He won today,
didn't he? Or he was up today, like 6-4, 6-3.
I'm sure. Then he's probably in the finals already.
I think so.
Yeah. He'll be in the finals and against somebody, and then they'll go at it. If he wins, he has the most major titles of all time.
We have a tournament in Waukegan this weekend. I'm hard for that. Two to go. Two tournaments to go.
Well, you going to do a little scout survey for bear sites?
No, not in Waukegan. They're going to Arlington Heights or Naperville. I wouldn't mind Naperville.
Danny already asked me how many times we want to go up there. I don't know what
your
answer was.
Djokovic, by the way, is Djokovic, he won.
He was 6-4, 6-3 or something when I seen it, when I saw it, and he was already up in the third set.
Did he win straight sets then?
Let me see here, because it says beats Jannik Sinner to reach Wimbledon final. 6-3, 6-4, 7-6.
There you go.
So you won straight
sets. Straight sets. Yeah. He hasn't even been taxed so far.
He's so good. He's so good.
I am hard for going to the wedding on Saturday.
That'll be nice.
Like, the one thing I said on the show the other day is, the cool thing about, and you guys have experienced this too, the two of you, when you've been together with a person this long in a partnership, we have experienced graduations. We have experienced births of kids.
Births.
We have experienced death. We have experienced cancer journeys. Yeah. And now we experience, I'm very honored to be at a wedding.
Yeah.
The first.
Believe it?
Yeah. So like all these, while we've talked about sports and all these other goofy things, we have experienced truly life-changing events together.
Yeah.
And it's cool to be a part of another
like
thing
with
Waddle.
Like a coworker's child's wedding.
Yes.
You know, think about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember when he took Georgia to college for the first time.
I can remember that,
too. And we were sitting at Ditka's, and he was telling us about the experience, and now she walks down the aisle.
He's going to be a grandpappy soon. Think about that.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah, for sure.
Waddle's going to be a grandpappy. I'm not like breaking news or anything, Yerk.
No. And he's looking
shotgun wedding.
To it.
We got a shotgun wedding?
I'm not breaking news. Oh, he loves babies.
He's going to be a great grandpa.
Okay, yeah. I can't wait till he puts the cigarette in the kid's mouth.
Can't wait. Puts a red hat on
him. He's put a beer in Braxton's mouth.
I'm sure he has.
BlueChew.com, a month's supply free just by using the promo code Unhinged.
Unhinged.
So we'll have fun with Waddle when he's back next week. We'll get some stories from the wedding, maybe, too. And we'll try to get it out of him, how much it costs him. Until next week, have a good weekend. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?